Mr. Davis, real six. Now, what happened when he got back off leave? The war's over, but the Japanese war's still going on. So what happened?
So I went and back. Well, I had to report back to Portsmouth, and then I was put on a draft up to Jarrow in Newcastle.
Now, when did you go there? Still in May, or
maybe after May, about June time, something like that.
So you'd been in Portsmouth barracks about a month.
Yeah, about that. Yeah.
So who did you join at Jarrow?
I joined a ship called the Rothesay. It was a minesweeper. And I went on it as I was a petty officer's messman on board that ship.
And what were your duties as petty officer's messman?
Ah, now this was a different one. The petty officer that was in charge, he was quite good as a cook, like, and he I'd never cooked for anybody, and so he taught me how to prepare meals, and they was ready to take to the galley. The first time I ever made custard, the spoon stood up, and I got a right telling off from all the petty officers, you know, because it was too thick. So gradually I started to learn how to cook, you know, potatoes and all that sort of thing, and then you'd get prepare them, take them up to the galley, like pies and puddings. You took up to the galley and they cooked them, and you brought them down. While I was on that ship, I was on it for about a month, and then we
so June, July time.
Yeah, roughly, and then from there we brought it all the way down to Portsmouth. And there were so many ships in Portsmouth that we was held off, and we anchored out between Portsmouth and the Isle of Wight. And we could see the ferries going across there all the time. But while we was there, one of the there was an able seaman, and he went a bit berserk, and he threatened the officers who locked themselves in their cabins. He went after petty officers.
Why was he?
I don't know. It's something that upset him, and he just went berserk, and he wanted to fight everybody, like, you know. And anyway, there was a petty officer come aboard that had been a boxer, and he's the only one that could control him, and they gradually carted him off to Portsmouth. I don't know what happened to him after that.
Did you see him doing this?
He was. Going around, he didn't take any notice of us. I mean, you know, I spoke to him, and off he went after these officers, because the captain and all that was ashore, and there was this officer at a watch, and there was a few POs, and he went after them, and they locked themselves away, you know, keeping out of trouble. But he didn't, you know, attack any of the lads, you know, at all. Officials that he was after.
Anything else happened while you were on the Rothsay?
Not a lot, no.
So what was your next posting?
Then I went back to Portsmouth, and then I went up to, this was Barry in South Wales, that's where I got the two mixed up, and that was on the Blenheim.
That was a depot ship?
That was a depot ship.
And what were you doing aboard the Blenheim?
Well, that was... I was a petty officer's messman again.
When did you get there? Would that be July, August? Or?
I suppose I was in barracks for about a couple of weeks, something like that. And then that was about the last ship I was ever on.
Now, what do you remember about what happened? Or were you just being petty officer's messman? No.
That was quite an easy, what's the name? In fact, you could have visitors aboard, and it was quite relaxed. And there we used to go ashore. It was quite good there. There was Barry Island Fair. It was a nice place. They could have left me there if they wanted to.
And how long were you on that ship for? When did you leave
her? I suppose I was in it for about a couple of months, something like that.
And do you know when you were demobilised from her, were you?
No, I went back to Portsmouth, and then we done our jobs until we got demobbed, and one of them was on the Warspite, the battleship, the Warspite, and... we used to go there every day, and how would you say it? We was, when you take things off,
stripping it out.
And one of the places I had to go was right on up top of the mast. There's about half a dozen of us, and we took the gear out the gun control station up there, which was quite hairy. If you look down, your people was about half inch tall, like, you know.
She'd be the biggest ship you'd been on by a long way. Yeah. What was it like wandering about?
Right. Yeah, we only used to go on it for the day, and then.
Just wandering about.
I wouldn't have liked it. No, why small not? Ships. No, it's too much discipline, and when it comes to over 1,000 blokes on a ship, you wouldn't get to know hardly anybody.
Were you impressed by the actual size of her? She was a big ship.
Yeah, she was a big ship. Yeah, but I wouldn't have liked to have been on it.
So you were doing that while you were at Portsmouth Barracks, waiting for your demob. And when did you actually get your demob?
About 47, something like that.
47. So you were messing about in Portsmouth Barracks for a long time.
Yeah.
So you're not really sure about how long you were on any of these boats. I think would be fair to say. So they're just between 1945 and 1947. Yeah. Mm. Now, when you were demobbed, what happened when you were demobbed? Do you remember the procedure?
Well, we went to. I think it was a school in just outside Portsmouth. Cosham. And there you sort of waited your turn, and you was issued with a suit, shirt, overcoat or raincoat if you wanted it. I think I had a raincoat. No, I had overcoat, sorry. Socks, shoes, trilby hat.
Any good, the stuff?
Yeah. It was. In fact, I do know there's a bloke recently had his demob suit and he slung it away. I think he used it only on occasions, but it lasted and lasted, you know.
Now, you were coming out. What were you going to do, you know, I mean, for civilian life? I mean, you know, you've been in the Navy a long time, I mean, 4 years.
And I loved the open air, so I didn't want anything inside.
What did you at first go back? I mean, you're also a bit old by now to be a messenger, you know.
Yeah, well, I went back onto the railway.
What did you go back on?
I went back onto, well, we used to have capstans where we used to pull wagons in and put them in different runs.
So you still went back to the King's Cross Road, goods depot?
Yeah.
But just different work?
Yeah, different work.
Did you enjoy it, or was that outdoor enough for you?
I found it an effort to go back to work because I'd got used to the life, you know, I did miss the life. And in fact, the petty officer on the Blenheim, he asked us if I was on with another chap, which both petty officers, messmen. I know it's another story, but he volunteered for the Palestine Police. And then he went into the, when I disbanded them, he went into the other place where, Mau Mau, you remember the Mau Mau?
In Kenya?
Yeah. And he joined the police there. And I never heard from him after that. And he lived in Leeds. But anyway, both of us, this petty officer said, he said, if you're interested in staying on, I'll put a good word in for you. He said, and you can make the rank of leading seaman. He said, and you'll be away then.
So why didn't you? Why did you decide not?
I don't know. You know, I thought of coming out. I was, you know, in two minds, but I chose to, you know, be a civilian instead.
Now why? What tipped you over that way?
I just see a little bit of routine, discipline. I thought, oh, no, I don't think, you know, I've had quite a few years of it, and I go back as a civilian.
And did you have any trouble settling down to civilian life?
Yeah.
I mean, what sort of problems did you have, if you know?
I just wanted to be out and about, you know, doing things.
Was it difficult for you? I mean, did it cause trouble? I mean, did you start drinking or any
other? Well, no, yeah, I used to go out and have a drink, and I wouldn't say it caused trouble, but... you know, people used to say to me, well, it's about time you started work. So eventually I thought myself, you've got to be sensible about this, and so that's when I went back to the railway. Mind you, I was only released, you know, I didn't resign from the railway. I was released and I used to get free passes and all that while I was in the Navy.
And did, when you got back to work, did you settle back with having a civilian boss? I mean, or was there any trouble, friction?
No, just...
You were all right by then?
Yeah.
And did you stay there at...
Oh, King's Cross, yeah. I stayed there till about 1968.
So I
then
could,
I went doing the same, you know, driving. I went driving on HGV then. Finished up an HGV one driver.
Have you kept in touch with your old comrades? Are you a member of the Captain's Class Association?
Yes.
You do both them. Yeah. Why is it important to you, the Captain's Class Association and the Russian Convoy Association?
Because you meet people there that have... they understand what you're talking about. You can mix in with them easy. You know, easy to talk to. They know what you're talking about. And it's... a bit relaxing, you can get back to the old Navy days and you have a few laughs, and they quote old sayings and you understand them, which you haven't heard for ages, you know. I went with a friend. In fact, I'll give you this friend's name and number, and he's got a fantastic memory, this bloke. We went to, where was it? It's a British Legion place. It was to do with a Russian convoy, and we come out the station, we didn't know where this was, so we saw a bloke standing on the side, so we said, where's so-and-so? So he said, oh, go up here, through the alleyway, he said, and that's where it is. Well, about an hour after, we're in this place having a drink, and who should come in but this bloke? So we said to him, come on, so-and-so. So he said, when you come out the station, he said, I thought myself, there's a couple of skates here, like, you know, the skates used to be... mischievous blokes, like, you know. So I said, come on, I ain't heard that saying for ages, you know, skates. I didn't know all this.
Have you met any from your old ship?
Oh, yeah, we have a reunion. I've got quite a few photographs of...
there's an actual HMS Cotton reunion, is there?
There used to be, and we'd done it for about 6-7 years. And we used to meet up in Southport, and we used to go into Liverpool. We got to know the people. In fact, we used to go in a conservative club at Southport for this reunion, and we got plaques up there, you know, of our old ship, and had some fine times up there, the old coxswain and all that.
Thank you very much.